Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ukraine is on a 10-year payment plan from the U.S. Make that make sense. Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ukraine. You know, Ukraine is getting more support than the Americans are. Ukraine, they get everything. It's like they're getting everything handed to them. Ukraine's border is more important than the United States border. The money that they're pulling from the American people and sending back to Ukraine, that should be going back into the American people. So what's happening here? They're taxing us. They're taking money from us and they're automatically sending it over to Ukraine. Why would they do that? Why is Ukraine so important? Why is Ukraine on the forefront when it comes to Congress about all of about our money, about our resources, about who needs to be defended and protected? The left, they have not ever, a single time that I'm aware of, not a single time have they ever said America first. And by them pouring, what, $95 million into other countries? And that's just like the tip of the iceberg. They poured so much money into Ukraine and other nations while they're leaving America high and dry. The United States of America cannot sustain this forever. This needs to come to an end immediately. But of course, the Democrats, they say that, well, we have to protect Ukraine. And they're acting as if Ukraine is another border for the United States of America. Does this mean Ukraine is part of the United States of America? I'm just kind of curious. Do you think Ukraine is part of the United States of America? Last time I looked, there was only 50 states in America. 50 states. I don't ever recall Ukraine being a part of the United States of America. When did the borders for Ukraine? When did that happen? The borders that are happening should never happen. We should never see that take place. Let's put this up on the screen if we can. Look at this. Just in, $61 billion was just the beginning. Iranian President Vladimir Zelensky announced 10-year funding agreement with U.S. So for the next 10 years, we're going to constantly be pouring money into Ukraine for the next 10 years. Who signed off on this? The Democrats signed off on this? Really? The Democrats did this. And don't forget these Rhino Republicans. They also participated in this as well. This shouldn't even be the case. This $61 billion being just the beginning, that $61 billion should be just the beginning for helping the American people out. That $61 billion is your money. It's your money, and you want it now. Or am I off mark here? Why are we sending this money to Ukraine? This money doesn't help us. It is helping them. It's like the Democrats are saying, it's more important to continue to feed this money to Ukraine than it is to feed the American people, to defend and protect the American people. 6 billion of Ukrainian expanded, right? Now, this is really a catcher here. And I think, listen to this, Mike Johnson's top policy advisor is a former lobbyist for clients with corporate interests into Ukrainian aid. Why? So with this information coming out, and if this has been verified 100%, Mike Johnson's aide should automatically be removed. He should be fired. So this starting to explain why Mike Johnson's all about sending all this money to Ukraine. Is Mike Johnson, does he have stock options in this, these companies too, these corporations? See, that's the only reason why I think these Rhino Republicans went along with this, because they have stock options with the companies that go, the money's going to Ukraine, that's going to be circling right back to these companies here in the United States of America. It kind of, it's kind of like how the Democrats will create a policy where they put money into Klan Parenthood, and then that money just recycles back to the Democrats. It's the same thing. We see it constantly happening. The exact same thing. This should not be the case. All this money going into Ukraine, why is that the case? You know, when it first came up, I was telling people, I said, I'm willing to bet, when this first happened, I said, I'm willing to bet that the big guy, he gets 10% every time we send money to Ukraine. And I said, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you know, the whole lot of them. They all have bank accounts, offshore bank accounts connected to Ukraine. Because I couldn't fathom why they would take so much money and send it to Ukraine. This is our hard-earned money. This is what we, the government, 87,000 armed IRS agents, is to get money for Ukraine. That's what they're for. They want to get these IRS agents to come and tax all of us to get money for Ukraine, the money for the United States of America. Who cares about America? When it comes to the Democrats, they could care less about America. All of this money is for them. They want to pour all this money into Ukraine. And they say, well, we have to do this. We have to fight Putin. We have to fight Putin. Like Putin is in, is, do you really think Putin is a real threat to the United States of America? I don't see Putin as a threat. I really don't. And I don't even side with Putin. But I sure don't see him as a threat. When President Trump was in office, Putin most definitely was not a threat. The Democrats, they keep pushing Putin over the edge. They're trying to create him and make him to become a threat. Why? Because Putin has nuclear technology. They want Putin to take us into war. They want this to happen. They need this to happen. As I'm constantly saying, that the Democrats, the Democrats, they, if they don't create the crisis, they'll take advantage of a crisis. And when it comes to what's happening in Ukraine and in Russia, the Democrats, they're creating the crisis. Why do we need to be concerned about what Putin is doing in Ukraine? Ukraine has always been a part of Russia. It has been. Ukraine is not an ally of the United States of America. They are not. They've never been an ally. Ukraine doesn't even practice democracy. They suspended all of their elections, but yet we want to pour billions of dollars into a country that supposedly is democracy, how the Democrats say. And it's all about the money. So what has happened? Because it's all about the money, the United States of America decided, let's put it on the screen, the U.S. takes big step towards making Russia pay for a Ukrainian invasion. So basically, they're seizing Russian assets. This is what happened. This, the United States of America is seizing Russian assets. And this was April 28th this year, just the other day. So what happened as a result? What happened as a result? As a result, look at this. Can we make this full screen? I know it's kind of small.
Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunities for Ukraine Act, or REPO Act, paves the way for seizures of Russian central bank holdings that have been frozen in the United States for more than 2 years, while also setting the stage for a more global approach to confiscating Russian assets.
So more global approach to confiscating Russian assets. So I don't get it, right? I don't get it. Why? Why are we, I mean, so we seize Russian assets and Vladimir Putin just turns right around and he does the same thing. And here's the proof. Look at this one. Russia Russian court freezes JP Morgan assets under $140 million. So what is that going to do? What is it? How does the U.S. retaliate against this? Or do they retaliate? Do they just say that this is a big misunderstanding and they release the assets that the U.S. froze on Russia? So then Russia can turn around and do this. And Putin said, well, hey, two can play at the same game. You doing this, I can do this. We can all play the same game. This is warfare. And I've mentioned it before. Instead of like here in the United States of America in the second civil war that we are currently in, instead of them going out and fighting with bullets, you know, muskets per se, they're doing it financially. They go after everyone that is a conservative, Republican, Christian that speaks out against them, and they figure out and they try to squash you financially. You remember, to give another example of this, this was the same thing that they did when they found out that people supported President Trump, they voted for President Trump, and as a result, guess what happened? They found out your place of employment. And then when they found your place of employment, what did they do? They went to your job and they kept pressuring your job to get you fired. How many times did that happen? People would go into stores wearing a MAGA hat per se, and then they wouldn't allow them to purchase certain things. Certain restaurants wouldn't serve you food. This is another type of warfare. The Democrats are the ones behind all of this. They've been the ones pushing this nonsense. They're the ones been pushing this, right? So let's think about this one. Here, let me play this. This is from this young lady. She's part of Congress, right? She's part of Congress. Split screen. Listen to what she's saying about the money going to Ukraine.
Do that. And I said, listen, they can deal with their own corruption. My responsibility for American weapons and money, what we're doing here. I am an American congresswoman, and I want to make sure that they are not, you know, taking our money and weapons. And that's what, you know, I was very surprised when Biden said, and that's why I put pressure. They said a little bit better, where I said, okay, what do you mean? Like, I don't know what's happening after the border crossed, you know, after we gave stuff at the Polish border and we don't know what's happening. That I said, that's BS. That is unacceptable.
What is the current way when we give money? What happens to the money and who does the money go to? Like right now, the $61 billion, right? That's going to go to Ukraine. Where is that going?
You don't know if they're going to go to Ukraine, because if you think about it, that's what the problem I had. Like, I know, like, from even one of the packages before, you know, the, you know, $1 billion went to Yemen. Houthis, you know, Houthis in Yemen that were taken from a terrorist list that shoot in our ships. You know, so, like, they have associated causes. So Ukraine is becoming a slush fund where not all this money actually go directly. Some of the money go to rebuild some of our allies, you know, there, you know, in Europe, okay? That's all great, but why is that part of Ukrainian money? Some of the rebuild our stockpile. Some of them, you know, some of the countries give garbage to Ukraine and then bought some new equipment and Ukraine got half of not working. So I think this is just not right way to do it. That's why I had a very big objections. Like, we don't even know the way how this bill written, you know, most of them, we don't even know what is even going directly to Ukraine. Only part of it, I believe it's like 16 or something billion. It's, you know, it says Ukraine security assistance for Ukraine specifically. But even part of that could be used to replenish stockpiles to some countries that gave Ukraine, and we never can give an answer who gave what and where is so that's why I was surprised to see that a lot of these weapons, I didn't even see them there, so they were all who knows where. What,
look at that. I mean, right there, she's from Ukraine and she's laying it all out, what is happening here in the United States of America, how they're pouring all this money into Ukraine, and where's the money going? And I remember, I'll never forget it, Rand Paul was on the floor and he was asking, he said, look, where's this money going? We need checks and balances. They didn't even want to let you know where the money was going. Come on. This is our money. They're doing this to us. And who's going to hurt the most? Our grandchildren. From this break, we're going to talk about this with the professional about Ukraine, Mr. Todd Woods. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So to have more discussion about this, we want to talk to Mr. Todd Wood, is a national security columnist for the Washington Times and has contributed to Fox Business, the New York Post, Moscow Times, Breitbart, and so much more. Todd Wood, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Will. Great to meet you.
Yes, thanks. Absolutely. So Ukraine, what is Ukraine part of the United States of America? Please help me understand, because I need some clarification on this, because we're pouring more money into Ukraine than we are our actual country. Am I missing something?
Well, I'll tell you what Ukraine is. It's a place where the cabal, for lack of a better word, can do whatever they want. And that's why all this money is going there, and it's coming right back to certain people in the U.S. and to other pockets, into NGOs, into smurfing money laundering for campaign finance for a lot of crooked characters across the U.S., as well as into defense contractors, offshore accounts in Cayman, et cetera. In addition to that, they run information operations against American politicians like Bernie Sanders, like Donald Trump, and they do a lot of other things that are not good. So it's really an organized crime playground. That's how people should think about it.
Let me ask this, because, you know, when I first heard them sending all this money to Ukraine, I couldn't wrap my mind around it. I'm like, wait a minute, we have issues here. We have people starving here. We have vets starving here. And I was thinking, okay, is the big guy getting 10% every time we send money? Do they have these offshore bank accounts that we are unaware of? And here you are, and I know you haven't been watching me, and you're saying what I've been saying. And I don't have all the inside track. And I'm like, you know, I guess the common person, anyone who with 2 brain cells that are not social distancing from one another, they can realize that there's money being transferred to these people that's passing these. And then I was like, okay, wait a minute. if it's not that they're getting money in these offshore bank accounts, is it possible that the money that they're sending over there, that they're going to send right back to the United States of America, and these politicians, they bought stocks into these different companies that they're going to be buying from, it's millions to be made. Am I off the mark there? Because I've been saying this for over a year now.
No, people are getting very rich, Will. You know, we've had a team on the ground there since 2014. I've spent a lot of time there myself. I was there during the invasion. You know, I was dodging Russian paratroopers coming down outside the city of Kiev. I walked across the Moldovan border. Some of my guys got me out. So I know a lot about Ukraine, and it's literally what they call it, the carousel. And they call Joe Biden the American gangster over there, because it's essentially, you know, you've heard about this smurfing over there, right? Or in the U.S. where
No. Explain that. Smurfing.
Well, so James O'Keefe broke a lot of this. We broke a lot of it earlier. But there, older people in America, a grandmother living, you know, by herself, all of a sudden, if you look at her campaign finance contributions, she's donated 40,000 times a day for the last, you know, decade. And all of this is where, so the money goes over to Ukraine, then it's routed back into these campaign coffers for like district attorneys and in jurisdictions that are important to the Soros regime that they want to put in place in order to destroy this country. So yeah, this is how they're funding all this. It's Ukraine is like the big clearinghouse for all the money laundering.
You know, I've been saying that it looks like this is the biggest money laundering scheme in American history.
Oh, it is for sure. And it's a lot of people are getting very rich, and this is why they're desperate to keep this going, because, you know, a lot of it's election related. A lot of it is they're just looting the country, you know, and trying to get as rich as they can before the lights go out. So this is what's happening in this country. It's not our fight. It's not our problem. We got plenty of problems here with the southern border, and we shouldn't be sending any more money over there. And that's speaking of someone, I had a Ukrainian refugee family in my house for 6 months. I know these people. They're very warm people, and it's not their fault. The Ukrainian government is not working for them, just like Biden is not working for us.
That's a true statement. Joe Biden is most definitely not working for the American people. And again, I believe he's the big guy making money from all of this. Does any of this money go into Burisma? I don't know. And, you know, it's possibly that it probably is. More likely that it is. And I can imagine that Joe Biden probably still has connection with Burisma Oil that they're not even talking about, along with Hunter Biden, et cetera, et cetera. What at the end of the day, what does this do for America by sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, and their borders should be more secure than our southern border? Why?
Well, it's not for the reasons they say. It's not, you know, they don't care about the Ukrainian people. Half the Ukrainian people have left. Over a million of them are maimed and injured or killed. And, you know, the whole country's in ruins. The infrastructure of the country's in ruins. And their manufacturer has been destroyed. So it's a failed state. It's not a viable state. And the excuse a lot of the defense contractors use is, well, we're degrading the Russian army. The Russian population is 160 million people. Ukraine is down somewhere 15 to 20. This is a losing proposition unless we send American troops, which is my fear, is they're going to try to get American troops involved over there. And that's something we definitely don't want. And we need to be very vocal about and simply not accept.
So did Russia invade Ukraine, based on your professional opinion, because of NATO? Or did Russia invade Ukraine because his ultimate goal is to attack NATO? And if that's the case, why not just start with NATO and not waste the resources in Ukraine?
Well, people need to understand something. I tell, you know, I'm not a supporter of the Putin regime. Let me put that out right now. I mean, he's killed journalists. He's killed his political opposition. It's an oligarchy that runs for the oligarchy. They don't care about the Russian people. He does probably care about the Russian state more than Biden cares about America. But I tell people, you don't have to agree with Putin, but you need to understand what they're doing. This is an area that historically has been used to invade their country. We promised them we would not move NATO to their borders. And so we've moved 1,000 miles and dozens of countries, literally, to their border. And the fact that we're, you know, stocking weapons on the border and threatening them with long-range missiles right now, Putin would lose power if he accepted this. So I'm not excusing his invasion, but I'm saying you have to understand why he did it. We wanted this war, in my opinion. Kamala Harris was over in Brussels, I believe, a week before the invasion started, saying Ukraine was going to be part of NATO. People need to understand that's a red line. This is where the Russian civilization started. Kiev Rus is where Russia started. And when the Mongols invaded, they moved up to Moscow, the princes did, to start a new country. So this whole historical situation is something America simply doesn't understand, and it's not our fight. And it's a civil war between Slavic peoples, and we need to stay the hell out of it.
Yeah, and you know, I completely agree. I've always said that if the United States of America was not pouring money into Ukraine, the war would have been over a year ago, even longer than that. It would have been over. More lives would have been saved. Our involvement is causing more death in Ukraine. This is my opinion. Now, I mean, it's causing more death in Ukraine than any other than it should be. And you just mentioned it because they just came out where they were saying that they actually sent these long range missiles to Ukraine. Does that mean that they're going to get on the offensive? And what happens? Does Russia retaliate because of that?
Oh, yeah, they're going to retaliate. I mean, this is tit for tat. And this is, and you know, Putin keeps saying, don't forget, we have nuclear weapons. I mean, this is his saying he's been saying for a decade now. The Russian military is not the Red Army. It's not millions of tanks that are going to pour across the gap into the Baltics. It is a shell of that, although it's much stronger now than it was before the Ukraine conflict. But look at it. People are saying they're going to invade NATO. They can't even take Donbass. I mean, this is eastern Ukraine.
Right.
It's been, what, 2-3 years of heavy World War I trench artillery duel fighting. This is not an army that can roll into Europe anytime soon. Maybe if they keep their production up, which they are building and outproducing us 10 to 1 with artillery shells and all of this. And we're making them stronger and stronger and stronger by doing this. I think there needs to be a peace treaty. The killing needs to stop on both sides. And let's end this and find a way to live peacefully.
Yeah. Why do you think that they're screaming ceasefire in Gaza, but they're not screaming ceasefire here in Ukraine?
Because it's political for Biden. Seriously, I mean, because that's all he cares about. I mean, he wants, you know, Muslim votes in the U.S. Very simple. So that's what that's all about. He's forcing a ceasefire onto the Israelis. And, you know, and I think that war was engineered as well. But and I have a lot of friends in Israel. Mm-hmm. I was just over there and I've been shelled over there. And I know the situation on the ground. It's not good for Israel. They're in a ring of fire. But I think this conflict over there was engineered just to keep the war machine going wherever they can.
You know, I believe that this is going to probably eventually end up in World War III, and this is what none of us want, because it's going to be the loss of life for no reason, because of political reasons, for their financial reasons, because of their stupidity. Do you think the only way that this is going to end, this is the last question I have for you, and then I want you to tell everyone where they can find more information about you and what you're doing. Do you think the only way that this is probably going to end is with the re-election of President Trump?
I think that's the only way it's going to end anytime soon, because the regime in the White House wants to keep this going. And it's sickening what they're doing. But if you look at all this, you know, the abortion, the vaccine deaths, the wars, it's all about reducing human population. And it's a very dark future if we don't get Trump in the White House.
Yeah, it really is. Really is. Tell everyone how they can connect with you and your website.
CDM.press, we're the new global wire service without all the globalist spin. You can go to my personal website, ltidewood.com, and check out all of my novels. I just released a book on the Iranian Revolutionary Resistance, a fascinating book. And if you're interested in Iran, that's very timely.
Mr. Wood, thank you so much for your expertise and having a conversation with me. I'd love to bring you back on again, because I'm pretty sure it's going to get a lot hotter in the days to come.
Anytime, Will. You got a great show. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Take care. God bless.
All right.
Okay, everybody. We're going to get into a little bit more about what's happening in Gaza, about what's happening in Israel. It's boiling over into the United States of America. What do you think it is when you put boots on the ground? Do you think putting boots on the ground, meaning that it has to actually be boots on the dirt? Would you consider boots on the ground just being offshore? Because, you know, in Yemen, they're actually putting this barge, is what they're calling it. They're putting a platform just on the water. But in the Gaza, if they shoot at them while they're standing on this barge, then the U.S. troops can shoot back. Wouldn't you consider that to be boots on the ground? I would. I would, because you can see them and they can see you. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Ms. Lockin just said there'll be about 1,000 U.S. service members operating a peer system off of Gaza. How many of them will have guns, Mr. Secretary?
Well, typically all of the deployed service members carry guns, and they have the ability to protect themselves if challenged.
So if someone from land in Gaza shoots at our service members who are on the $320 million pier that we're building, you're telling me our service members can shoot back?
They have the right to return fire to protect themselves. Now,
I want to move to the likelihood that you think someone from land in Gaza might shoot at our service members on this pier. Do you think that's a likely scenario?
That's possible. Yes.
This is a very telling moment, Mr. Secretary, because you've said something that's quite possible that could happen. Right? Shots from Gaza on our service members, and then the response: our armed service members shooting live fire into Gaza. That is a possible outcome here so that we can become the Port Authority and run this pier. Right?
That's correct. You know, I expect that we will always
Don't
have the ability to protect ourselves.
Don't you think that counts as boots on the ground? President Biden told the country that we weren't going to have boots on the ground in Gaza.
And we won't.
Okay, but you guys parse the distinction between, like, when Americans think boots on the ground, they think Americans in harm's way or engaged actively in a conflict. You guys seem to be sort of saying that boots on a pier connected to the ground, connected to service members shooting into Gaza, doesn't count as boots on the ground?
It does not.
I mean, really? I mean, come on. They keep telling us, oh, we don't have boots on the ground. We don't have boots on the ground. That's exactly what it is. If they could do the same thing in Russia, they would do the exact same thing in Russia. And if Russians start shooting at Americans, they'll shoot back at Russians. But we don't have boots on the ground just because there's a little stream of water right here. But no, there's no boots on the ground. Even though we create a platform right here off the shore, no, there's no boots on the ground because they're not walking in the sand. That's what it is. They're not walking in the sand. So you can't believe there's boots on. This is the same people here, and this is the military, the Pentagon, the same people here that are putting dresses on men. You understand what I'm telling you? They put dresses on men and tell you that these are now women. This is the problem. This is absolutely the problem.
I think you're going to find the American people have a different perspective on that. And if we're going to have people shooting into Gaza, we probably should have a vote on that.
We probably should have a vote on that. We probably should have a vote on that. You can take it off the screen. All right? Don't you think we should have a vote? I mean, and he's talking about because of war powers, right? Yeah. We should have a vote on that.
Anytime you engage our military, they're supposed to vote on it.
And even though we do, even though Israel is an ally of the United States of America, there still needs to be a vote on it. We just don't go willy-nilly and go, okay, we're going to war. We can't do it.
But that's exactly what they're doing. And you know what? Well, just like this administration, they always do this. They find a way around our court system, around our government. So they build a pier that's not on the ground and saying we're on neutral land. We're neutral, right? We're spending all this money just to be there, putting our soldiers in harm's way.
Yeah.
And we don't, they don't care about our vote. To be honest with you, they don't care about our voice. They don't care. This Biden administration is a tyrannical, authoritarian government.
You know, and just like what Mr. Todd Wood was saying, how they're pouring money into other countries, and they don't, even Joe Biden's not working for the American people.
Nope.
And nor are the Democrats, and same thing with these rhino Republicans. They are not working for the American people. They're spending more time, more effort trying to secure everybody else's borders. Mm-hmm. And what is really disturbing, the reason why they're creating this barge in the right there, Yemen, with the Gaza Strip right there, is because they're sending resources to Hamas. They're sending resources to Hamas. A terrorist organization. You understand this? So Hamas, being a terrorist organization, receiving all of this money, from the United States of America, receiving all this aid so they can continue on fighting. Same thing in Ukraine. United States of America, if the United States of America just get out of the way, stop sending money, stop sending resources, get out of the way, guess what would happen? These wars would come to an end. But they don't want them to come to an end. They want it to continue. They need this crisis on the planet. And there's a bigger, sinister reason on why they want it to happen. There is. There's a bigger reason. And for me, the way I see it, it's all biblical. You know, in the Muslim community, they believe that they need total chaos for their ruler to return. And it's not even Muhammad, the one that they believe is going to return. I forget. It's like, I can't remember exactly what they call this person, but at some point there was this kid. And the story, from what I remember, the kid fell into a well. And supposedly this kid is going to come back as an adult and rule the world. But in order for that to happen, the Muslim world believed that there needs to be total chaos all over the planet. It needs to be just fire going, just destruction going, in order for them to come back, for their ruler to come back. Kind of sounds like the Antichrist, right? To me, it does. Kind of sounds like the Antichrist, what they're talking about. But again, the Antichrist, if you ever read the Bible, the Antichrist is going to come from the European Union. I mean, it's in our Holy Bible. But in the Quran, they believe that, they don't believe that this ruler that's coming back is going to be the Antichrist. They believe that the ruler is going to come back for Allah. But we all know that the days that we're living in is biblical. The days that we're living in is what the Bible has been telling us, all these nations coming down on Israel, and it's getting worse. And I'm just waiting for them to come out to let us know if they actually sacrificed one of those red heifers. And if they have, they're going to start building the third temple. Hey, let me tell you about this really quick. This is something that you really, really need to pay attention to. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red hot inflation continue? Will interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down. The Fed is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to my friends over at Genesis Gold Group, our new platform partner for Frank's Beach and Lindell TV. After speaking to many other companies, they have chosen to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with gold and with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k or IRA into a retirement account backed by physical precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings, and service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help get your money backed by the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold today at 800-200-GOLD for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync, synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, look, like I was saying in the last segment, how I believe all of this is biblical and we are living in the last days. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. You'd be surprised. Actually, I go to Bible study every Wednesday. Every Wednesday night, I go to Bible study. And when I first started going to Bible study, the Bible study teacher has to make it a point to for every newcomer saying that not all views, points about, you know, what we're discussing are the views and, you know, of the church. Right. So people come in with different viewpoints on what they believe the Bible says and this and that. And like we're supposed to get it right. We're not supposed to be arguing and fighting at Bible study. And that doesn't happen at my Bible study. But what I've noticed is that some people believe that the Bible is just a history book. They don't look at it as the living word. And I'm just kind of curious, do any of you do that? Just like, I mean, now it does tell us about the history, what's happened in the past. But the Bible is the living word. It really is. Things that, and when I went back, my producer and I, we've been doing Bible study too, every off and on. And we were reading Acts. And if you haven't read Acts before, you should go back and read it because it's like the same thing that was happening then. We're seeing it happen today. The way that people were. And I'm like, this is bizarre to me. It was really weird. I, you know, I've read Acts before in the past, but it just pops off the pages differently now because I can see how they're doing the same thing today. Well, let me share something with you about how they're going into church even and how they're changing what it is to be a Christian, or they're trying to change your views on how you should view God. They're wanting you to believe that God is more inclusive for your sexual orientation, however perverted it may be. God wants you to be this way. Split screen it for me. Look at this. This is, and I hope I got it in the right spot here because I want y'all to listen to this. This is happening in so many churches in America. And you know, in the Bible, it tells us in the last days that the churches will become more corrupt. It doesn't say it like that verbatim, but I mean, we're seeing it happen. They're turning away from God and they're introducing their own perversion.
Be conscious of inferred power dynamics. For example, if titles are used for one group of people, they should be used for everyone. Violent language, threats, gestures, harassment, sexualized language, or innuendo is never allowed and will not be tolerated.
Okay, so I actually moved it too far. And let me bring it back because there's a part in here that you really need to hear because it's kind of long and I just want to take it down. Here we go.
Touch another person without permission, including hugging.
Language. Be respectful of the choice of language that is used, including avoiding exclusively male language for God.
Right there. So the Bible tells us that our Father in heaven, that is a male. When Jesus talked about his Father in heaven, and that's a man, there's no way going around that. And did you hear what she just said? Listen again.
Be respectful of the choice of language that is used, including avoiding exclusively male language for God.
Like you can't, don't say man, don't say he. I'm like, when I first heard this, I'm like, are you kidding me? Is this really happening? But it actually is. This is the year 2024. And they're actually saying this because they don't want you. They want to say that God is being inclusive. There's some churches that are saying God is non-binary.
Yeah, there's a special place in hell for churches that do this, honestly, that misguide God's people, that take the word and twist it. They're not even taking the word and twisting it. They're not even using the Bible here. They're not using verses here. They're just saying what they feel. You know what I mean? There's no reference to God's word in this.
No, none at all.
This is like, you know what? God told us how to call, what to call him. How dare you sit there and tell us not to call him the way that God told us to call him? That is from Satan.
And you
Satan.
Keep saying him, and they would get triggered because they, you
yes,
keep saying
would.
Him.
Right? Right?
And we're triggered because they're teaching this. This is blasphemy.
Yeah,
they're teaching people a false doctrine. Mm. And also the Bible tells us in the last days we will see this. Listen to a little bit more of this.
As we engage in the diversity of opinions throughout our deliberations, I'm reminded of John Wesley's statement, think and let think. As delegates, we have different perspectives. Let us be respectful even when we disagree, as it honors God and builds community.
Finally, should you have a concern or complaint that you have been or you have observed someone else being a victim of any form of harassment, including sexual harassment, you should report that incident to the Secretary of General Conference at the Office of General Conference in Room 103. Also, know that our monitors, they are here to assist. They're the helpers, and they will direct you with reporting and walk alongside you should it be needed.
Okay, you can get off the screen. I mean, you know what they're saying is sexual harassment. If someone's saying that they want to be referred to as they and them and you don't play along, then you're harassing them is what they're saying. If a man comes in there and he has a dress on and you won't call him or her, then they're going to call that harassment. This is what they're saying.
Our switchboard operator said that means that they sexually harass God.
Yeah, right?
That's so true. Yeah. You called him to be something other than he is. How dare you?
Exactly.
Man, you know what? When you hear people like that to me, Will, it just makes the Holy Spirit in me just give like a detestable look on my face. Like,
your spirit,
what?
Your spirit
like,
in
what
you.
Are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, who told them
convicts,
that?
Convicts your spirit, convicts your person on the inside.
They need to ask themselves, who told you to not address our Father by man references? Who told you that? That's Satan that
it
told you that.
It's 100% Satan. It's 100% safe.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, really quick. You remember we were talking to Todd Wood and how Ukraine has become more important, even their border is more important than ours. Listen to this one. And this is what the CBP, he's over the CBP, right? Listen to this. So the commissioner? The CBP commissioner is being questioned by members of Congress here about our southern border, about the people coming in. And these are about the terrorists that are even coming into the border. And are you vetting these people? What do you know? What about these people? Because we are subject to get hit with another terrorist attack in American soil because of all these terrorists crossing our southern border. Where are they? They don't know. And like I told you before, the Democrats, they want the chaos on the planet. They want it in the United States of America.
So you can confidently say that Iran is not smuggling people into this country through a system where if somebody has no identification, they won't be allowed entrance into this country. You can confidently say that.
I can confidently say we're doing our best to identify every single individual coming into this country and vet them through appropriate systems.
Oh, but they're not stopping these people. The question was, are you vetting these people to see if they're coming from Iran that want to destroy America? He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He just said we're doing our best to vet these people. Mayorkas was asked once before, and I keep bringing this up because I cannot believe he actually even said it. He was asked about the terrorists that were apprehended on the southern border that were on a terrorist watch list. Where are they? Where are they? And you know what he said? We don't know. They let them go into the United States of America. Just a month or so ago, Christopher Wray, he actually went before Congress and was telling them that they suspect another terrorist attack, even probably bigger than 9/11, because of all the terrorists that have crossed the southern border. But Ukraine's border is more important. We need to secure their borders for a conflict that we shouldn't even be in. And it's not even about the conflict. To be honest with you, these politicians here in the United States of America, they can give a darn about Ukraine. They don't care about Ukraine. They're using Ukraine to make themselves money, to make themselves richer. Fat cats, fat pigs. That's what they're doing. And we see them doing it. They're not even hiding the fact that's what they're doing. But you're not supposed to acknowledge it. You're not supposed to talk about it. And for those of you that have been watching me here on Lindell for over a year now, and you've heard me say it, right when we went to the break after we had Mr. Todd Wood on, Shannon goes, she said, "This he confirmed everything that you've been saying, Will. Everything you've been saying." And I've been saying it for the longest. For those of you that have been watching me here for over a year now, do y'all remember me saying it? Because I had this first time I talked to Mr. Todd Wood about this. First time. It's the biggest money laundering scheme in American history. Our borders wide open. It's all about money. Ukraine, it's all about money. Not tooting my own horn here, but I most definitely didn't want to be right. I hadn't had a conversation with Mr. Todd Wood before this. Not at all. It just came to my realization that's what was happening. It came to the realization that's what was happening. And I kept calling it out. And I said, you know, I don't have bank records, but you can follow the money. So I don't have any bank records if it's actually happening. But sure enough, Mr. Todd Wood confirmed it. And with all this information out, if Mr. Todd Wood and I we're talking about it, you can only imagine that the government, state media, they're all aware of it. And they're probably in on it. They're probably making money themselves. As long as they make money, they're going to ignore it. They're going to look the other way. They're not going to even contemplate. They won't even care. But that's where we are right now. The Democrats are causing more problems to this country. And you know what? Because of this, more and more people are going to support President Trump come this November. I didn't need to know this information to make my decision on supporting President Trump. I'm supporting President Trump because he's the right man for the job. In this day and age, the Democrats are trying to do everything they can to destroy this nation. They really are. We see it time and time again. They're not even holding back trying to do it. They can care less if you know now. The cat's out the bag, so they're going to run with it. That's why they're doing all the insane stuff right in front of our faces, because to them, they believe there's nothing you can do to stop it. That's the reason why they're going after their political opponent. And Mr. Todd Wood brought it up how, you know, I don't support Vladimir Putin either. Right. I don't support him either. He went after his political rivals. Same thing Joe Biden is doing. Isn't that convenient? But they keep trying to convince us that Putin, he's bad. Joe Biden, good. Really? Trump, bad. Joe Biden, good. Joe Biden and the Democrats, they are the worst thing for this country. The absolute worst. And it's not going to get any better until we can vote them out. Vote D-E-M for Democrats. Democrats. D-E-M. Vote them out. The time is now. We either do this or we're going to lose our country. Are you with me? Absolute Truth with M. Ward Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.